Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word. Today we're in the book of Judges, and this will be the final days of Gideon's life as a judge. My, did he have an interesting career as a judge. I was doing some studying on this yesterday, and I was not able to come to the complete conclusion like I wanted to, but there's even a more accurate chapter-by-chapter chronological order than what we're reading, because Ruth was actually done right in the middle of Judges.
Oh, that's right.
And so it's very interesting. The more you study the Bible, the more you don't know about what you're studying in the Bible. And you realize there's so much more to know. And you just, it's the majestic word of God. So welcome. We'll have timestamps on this one too. And prayer of salvation at the end. Join with me as we pray our opening prayer now. 1:15. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. 205, Judges, chapter 16. Samson and Delilah. Now Samson went to Gaza and saw a harlot there, and went into her. Excuse me, sir. You're a judge of Israel. Verse number 2, when the Gazites were told Samson has come here, they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the gate of the city. They were quiet all night, saying, in the morning, when it is daylight, we will kill him. And Samson lay low till midnight. Then he arose at midnight, took hold of the doors of the gate of the city and the two gateposts, pulled them up, bar and all, put them on his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. Afterward, it happened that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, entice him. Find out where his great strength lies, and by what means we may overpower him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and every one of us will give you 1,100 pieces of silver. They were going to make her a rich woman.
Yeah.
So Delilah said to Samson, please tell me where your great strength lies, and with what you have, you may be bound to afflict you. Samson said to her, if they bind me with 7 fresh bowstrings, not yet dried, then I shall become weak and like any other man. So the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 fresh bowstrings, not yet dried, and she bound him with them. Now men were lying in wait, staying with her in the room. She said to him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. But he broke the bowstrings as a strand of yarn breaks when it touches fire. So the secret of his strength was not known. Now, 4:16, pause for a minute. Anybody that's messing with you about your strength, you got to just get away from them. Don't keep hanging out with them. Can I get an amen from anybody? 10, then Delilah said to Samson, look, you have mocked me and told me lies. Now, please, tell me what you may be bound with. So he said to her, if they bind me securely with new ropes that have never been ropes used, then I shall become weak and like any other man. Therefore Delilah took new ropes and bound him with them and said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And men were lying in wait, staying in the room, but he broke them off his arms like a thread. Delilah said to Samson, "Until now you have mocked me and told me lies. Tell me what you may be bound with." And he said to her, "If you weave the 7 locks of my head into the web of a loom," oh my goodness. So she wove it tightly with the batten of the loom and said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he awoke from his sleep and pulled out the batten and the web from the loom with his head. She said to him, "How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these 3 times and have not told me where your great strength lies." Came to pass when she pestered him daily. It uses the word pestered. When she pestered him daily with her words and pressed him so that his soul was vexed to death, that he told her all his heart and said to her, "No razor has ever come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite my whole life to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaven, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Why would you do that?"
No. That's horrible.
6:20. Never give up the secrets of your life and your strength in God, except the people that want to grow. Teen, when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up once more, for he has told me all his heart." The lords of the Philistines came up to her, brought the money in their hand. She lulled him to sleep on her knees, called for a man, and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left him. She said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." He awoke from his sleep and said, "I'll go out as before at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Remember, some bad words right there.
Mm-hmm.
21, then the Philistines took him and put out his eyes, brought him down to Gaza, bound him with the bronze fetters. He became a grinder in the prison. However, the hair of his head began to grow again after it had been shaven. Now the lords of the Philistines gathered together to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to rejoice. And they said, "Our God has delivered into our hands Samson, our enemy." When the people saw him, they praised their great God, for they said, "Our God has delivered into our hands our enemy, the destroyer of our land, and the one who multiplied our dead." 25, so it happened when their hearts were merry that they said, "Call for Samson, that he may perform for us." So they called for Samson from the prison, and he performed for them. And they stationed him between the pillars. Then Samson said to the lad who held him by the hand, "Let me feel the pillars which support the temple so that I can lean on them." Now the temple was full of men and women. All the lords of the Philistines were there, about 3,000 men and women on the roof watching while Samson performed. Then Samson called to the Lord, saying, "O Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray, just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take the vengeance on the Philistines for my 2 eyes." Samson took hold of the 2 middle pillars which supported the temple, and he braced himself against them, one on his right shoulder and the other on his left. Then Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he pushed with all of his might, and the temple fell on the lords and on all the people who were in it. So the dead that he killed at his death was more than he had killed in his life. And his brothers and all his father's household came down, took him, and brought him up and buried him between Zerah and Eshtaol in the tomb of his father Manoah. He had judged Israel for 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. 9:50, chapter 17. Now there was a man from the mountains of Ephraim whose name was Micah. That's my grandson's name.
Is it really Micah?
And he said to his mother, the 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from you, and on which you put a curse, even saying it in my ears, here is the silver with me. I took it. And his mother said, may you be blessed by the Lord, my son. So when he had returned the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, I had wholly dedicated the silver from my hand to the Lord for my son to make a carved image and a molded image. Now, therefore, I will return it to you. Man, God told these people not to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. Then he turned the silver to his mother. Then his mother took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to the silversmith, and he made it into a carved image and a molded image. And there they were in the house of Micah. The man Micah had a shrine and made an ephod and household idols. And he consecrated one of his sons who became his priest. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own sight. Pause, 11:20. I think you could make that the key verse of the book of Judges. Everyone did what was right in his own sight.
In his own eyes, yeah.
Verse 7. Now there was a young man from Bethlehem in Judah, the family of Judah, who was a Levite and was staying there. The man departed from the city of Bethlehem in Judah to stay wherever he could find a place. Then he came to the mountains of Ephraim to the house of Micah as he journeyed. Micah said to him, where do you come from? So he said to him, I'm a Levite from Bethlehem in Judah, and I'm on my way to find a place to stay. Micah said to him, dwell with me. Be a father and a priest to me, and I will give you 10 shekels of silver per year, suit of clothes, your sustenance. So the Levite went in. Then the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man became like one of his sons to him. So Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest and lived in the house of Micah. Then Micah said, now I know that the Lord will be good to me, since I have a Levite as a priest. But 12:42, but you still have a graven image that you made.
Mm-hmm.
You a mess. Chapter 18. The Danites adopt Micah's idolatry. In those days, there was no king in Israel. In those days, the tribe of the Danites was seeking an inheritance for itself to dwell in. For until that day, their inheritance among the tribes of Israel had not fallen to them. So the children of Dan sent 5 men of their family from their territory, men of valor, from Zorah and Eshtaol, to spy out the land and search it. They said to them, go search the land. So they went to the mountains of Ephraim, to the house of Micah, and lodged there. While they were at the house of Micah, they recognized the voice of the young Levite. They turned aside and said to him, who brought you here? What are you doing in this place? What do you have here? He said to them, thus and so Micah did for me. He has hired me, and I have become his priest. So they said to him, please inquire of God that we may know whether the journey on which we will go will prosper. And the priest said to them, go in peace. The presence of the Lord be with you on your way. So the 5 men departed and went to Laish. They saw the people who were there, how they dwelt safely in the manner of the Sidonians, quiet and secure. There was no ruler in the land who might put them to shame for anything. They were far from the Sidonians, and they had no ties with anyone. Then the spies came back to their brothers at Zorah and Eshtaol, and their brethren said to them, what is your report? So they said, arise, let us go up against it, for we have seen the land, Indeed, it is very good. Would you do nothing? Do not hesitate to go and enter to possess the land. When you go, verse 10, you will come to a secure people and a large land, for God has given it into your hands, a place where there is no lack of anything that is on the earth. Anybody else want to say, I receive it?
I receive it.
And 600 men of the family of the Danites went from there, from Zorah and Eshtaol, armed with weapons of war. They went up and camped in Kirjath-Jearim in Judah. Therefore, they call that place Mahana Dan to this day. That it is, there it is, west of Kirjath-Jearim. And they passed from there to the mountains of Ephraim and came to the house of Micah. Then the five men who had gone to spy out the country of the Laish answered and said to their brethren, do you know that there are in these houses an ephod, household idols, and carved image, and a molded image? Now therefore consider what you should do. So they turned aside there, came to the house of the young Levite, came to the house of Micah, and greeted them. These 600 men, armed with their weapons of war, who were of the children of Dan, stood by the entrance of the gate. Then the five men had gone to spy out the land, went up. Entering, they took the carved image, the ephod, the household idols, and the molded image. The priest stood at the entrance of the gate with the 600 men who were armed with weapons of war. When these went into Micah's house and took the carved image, the ephod, the household idols, and the molded image, the priest said to them, what are you doing? They said to him, be quiet, put your hand over your mouth, and come with us. Be a father and a priest to us. Is it better for you to be a priest to the household of one man, or that you be a priest to the tribe, to a tribe and a family in Israel? So the priest's heart was glad. He took the ephod, the household idols, the carved image, and took his place among the people. They still got the carved image.
Okay.
Wow. Then they turned and departed and put the little ones, the livestock, and the goods in front of them. When they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men who were in the houses near Micah's house gathered together and overtook the children of Dan. And they called out to the children of Dan, so they turned around and said to Micah, what ails you that you have gathered such a company? He said, that's what my grandma would always say, what ails you? Verse 24, he said, you have taken away my gods, which I made, and the priest, and you have gone away. Now what more do I have? How can you say to me, what ails you? And the children of Dan said to him, do not let your voice be heard among us, lest angry men fall upon you, and you lose your life with the lives of your household. Then the children of Dan went their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. 27. So they took the things Micah had made, and the priest who had belonged to him, went to Laish, to a people quiet and secure, and they struck them with the edge of the sword and burned the city with fire. There was no deliverer, because it was far from Sidon, and they had no ties with anyone. It was in the valley that belongs to Beth Rehob. So they rebuilt the city and dwelt there. And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan, their father, who was born to Israel. However, the name of the city formerly was Laish. Then the children of Dan set up for themselves the carved image, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. So they set up for themselves Micah's carved images, which he made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh.
Terrible.
I mean, it doesn't even sound like he tried. You know? Wow. There's a whole lot of people today. Oh, who are very, very religious. But just because you're religious doesn't mean you have a relationship with the Father. And you don't get to get into heaven unless you have a relationship with God. There's only one door to salvation, and that door is Jesus. And so right now we're going to give you an opportunity. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. If you want to know God in the next 60 seconds, you are going to be right with God if you pray this prayer with your whole heart. Now, those of you, maybe you're coming and you want to be, you want to make a fresh commitment to God. That'll work too. This prayer is for anybody. If you pray this prayer with us every single day, it's for you. Pray it again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. These words are important for every one of us. Pray with me today. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
And John chapter 1.
And John chapter 1.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again the third day.
And you rose again the third day. Just for me.
Put your hands out and just do it. I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace, Jesus.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling me with rightness.
Filling me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. 2250. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. If that's the 100th time you prayed the prayer, welcome to the family of God. We're glad you're here in Jesus' mighty name. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. One prayer. I love it. How so, Pastor? That glow, that warm oil feeling you have, it's an experience going all over you. That's the power of God. Jesus is the light of the world. He just filled you with light. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. You're filled with faith because he's in you. Jesus is now your elder brother, and he gave you all of his righteousness so you would be holy enough to walk with him. How cool is that? You don't have to get perfect before you come to God. You come to God and he makes you perfect. Amen. Put my email address, website in there so that you have the ability to get in contact with us. Send me an email, say, hey, preacher, I have prayed the prayer of salvation. Help me walk with God. I will. Send me a letter at P.O. Box 4315 Williston, North Dakota, 58802. Just send it in care of Samuel J. Cottle. Keep it simple that way on purpose. Well, what a night. Do not be like Micah's house. Now, there's another Micah who's a minor prophet. It is not the same guy. And my grandson was named after the wise king. Mm-hmm. Jesus, in mighty name. Well, Till we see you again tomorrow morning, this is what we have to say. Email me. All right. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. See you soon. To all of our friends around the world on Blog Talk Radio, wherever you may be, remember this, that God said in Psalm 91, I'll give the angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. You won't dash your foot against a stone. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with your eyes will you look and see the destruction of the wicked. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful love and blessing to our brothers and sisters all over the world. We stand in the gap and make up the hedge for you again. God will give you wisdom in Jesus' mighty name.
Mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen.